Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993. Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Neva Wartell in Catskill, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to the three extra web streams available at wavefarm.org/listen or wgxc.org, any wgxc.org page. Click on the listen button to hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zach Poff's Pond Station, or the test site of Acoustic Commons. Live weather you can hear on your radio anytime you want at wgxc.org or wavefarm.org/listen. Hear the microphones in the Wave Farm pond in Zach Poff's pond station. The microphone outside.
Gets from the studio to your home. Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment a rhythmic arrangement of Spring, Beautiful Spring. Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment. Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment a rhythmic. Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment. Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment. Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment. Rubinoff and the orchestra now offer for your entertainment a rhythmic arrangement.
If I say 1, 2, 3, 4, the ribbon dances back and forth a lot of times.
For your entertainment. Now offer for your entertainment.
The operation of the microphone.
Rubinoff.
The microphone is simply an electrical ear.
Rubinoff.
An electrical ear.
Rubinoff. For your entertainment.
Rubinoff.
And his violin.
The ribbon dances back and forth. If I say... The ribbon dances back and forth. If I say... An electrical ear. If I say... The audio wave. If I say...
Spring.
If I say...
Spring.
If I say...
It's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
If I say, the ribbon dances back and forth a lot of times. If I say,
for your entertainment.
If I say, an electrical ear. If I say,
Rubinoff and his violin.
If I say,
greed is good.
If I say,
Bill, don't be angry with me.
If I say,
puffs of wheat, sugar toasted.
If I say,
and you're wrong.
If I say,
object.
If I say,
Rubinoff.
If I say,
all the humanity.
If I say,
the operation of the microphone.
Rubinoff. If I say,
Rubinoff.
Rhythmic arrangement. If I say,
violin.
The audio wave. If I.
And so,
so we're on the air. Allô, bonsoir, mes amis. Hi, this is Alana, your host. You're listening to There, There on WGXC Radio for Open Ears. It is March 24th, just after the spring equinox. We're doing an equinox show tonight. There, There is on the fourth Sunday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. Should you wish to tune in again, or should you wish to check the archives, which are all at WGXE.org. We just heard Ballad de Johnny X. That was Les Sans Culottes from the album She Is Tossed by the Waves but Does Not Sink. That was, they're a Brooklyn-based band that was released in 2018. Before that, we heard Equinox by John Coltrane from Coltrane's Sound album, which was released in 1964. And we started off with The Last Days of Radio, Beautiful Spring, the 1930s, a collage created by Davis Schneiderman and Don Meyer in 2015. And these lovely fireflies and cricket sounds you're hearing are from a field recording made in Bulgaria in 2019 by Peter Ponchev. So there, here we are. Let's just keep going. Zut. A word for some from some local practitioners of the arts.
Hello, everybody. It's Charles Dennis. I'm happy to tell you that Avant-Garde-Rama, the performance festival I co-created back in 1980 at PS 122 in the East Village of New York City, has woken up from its winter hibernation and is returning to the Lace Mill in Kingston, New York, March 29th and 30th at 6 p.m. Tickets and information are now available on Eventbrite. The forthcoming program features performances by Alex Romania and Stacy Lynn Smith, Brooklyn-based choreographers showing an excerpt from their forthcoming full-length work, Face Eaters. Next, we have hip-hop poet and percussionist Daniel Villegas. Next, we have In Behalf of Words and Music, poetry by Bruce Weber, performed by the New Chants Ensemble. Bruce Weber, Joanne Pagano Weber, Rick Pantel, and Karen Whitman. I'll be presenting two of my short films, Feet with the Beat from 1985, featuring music by Bob Telson, and an excerpt of my forthcoming new film, Drone Woman Destination Xena. Bassist Jeff Keithline will perform his improvisational jazz rock, accompanied by guitarist Sal Cataldi, aka Spaghetti Eastern Music, and a percussionist. Choreographer dancer Jillian Sweeney will perform Tether Breath, in which the sound of her breath provides the soundtrack for her dance. And choreographer dancer Laura V. Ward performs her solo Pushed. We look forward to seeing you at Avant-Garde-Rama Wakes Up at the Lace Mill.
About time that we have the sacred circle, the fire ceremony. It's about time we stepped into truth and reconciliation and meant it, instead of just words. Like a lot of times we say it and then we leave it. So it's a positive gesture on the university's part to be able to do something like this, to encourage our First Nations people to feel a part of a colonial institution that is changing slowly but surely.
Hey, oh, hey, 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 hey.
So we take that breath all the way down into our feet. We feel our feet sink into the deep, rich soil of Mother Earth. And there we can smell the richness of our soil. We can feel it between our toes. And there she grounds us into today, into this very moment, to what is taking place, creating this sacred fire circle at the university. This too is a cleansing nonetheless. Spring is a reminder that we live in cycles. As spiritual beings on a human journey together, we follow the same cycles as does the earth. Our animal kin, the four-leggeds, the ones who swim and the ones who fly, and the plants and trees that nourish each breath that we take. Breathe in this renewal and this cleansing, this nourishment. Spring is a reminder to also give thanks. Thanks for yet another beginning, and thanks for the nourishment it brings. Thanks for the harvest to come in the summer and fall months. And thanks for the quickly melting piles of snow.
Thank you. Ah! Thank you.
so good, so wonderful. Yes, spring is here, it's coming, it's on its way. You're listening to WGXC Radio for Open Ears. I'm Alana, your host, and this show is there, on the fourth Sunday of every month. You just heard the legendary Toshiro Mayuzumi, composer of XYZ compositions, music concrete compositions, that this particular recording, I believe, was released in 1956, breaking ground with tape loops and other ways of putting together music and sound. To me, that all those pieces sound, in my mind's eye, like all the creatures and under the ground and under the snow and in the creeks and the rivers, squiggling around, writhing around, getting ready to burst out into the world again as things are warming up. Chaos and beauty. Before that, we heard some brief excerpts from a fire circle ceremony, an equinox and fire circle ceremony at the University of Northern British Columbia that was recorded in 2022. And before that, we just heard a little bit of information from Charles Dennis of Avant-Garde-Rama, who's putting on some events this coming weekend at the Lace Mill in Kingston. And if you go to the Lace Mill website, I expect you can find some information there as well. A bunch of different performers. And let's see, what else? We're on the fourth Sunday of every month. I think I said that. From 7 to 8 p.m. We're followed by Tony Fallon of The Irish Show without fail every Sunday at 8. Phil Grant at 10, I believe, though I have to. Let's take a look at the schedule. Let's see if anything's changed. There's always new folks coming on the air at WGXC, which is exciting. And, you know, the schedule gets moved around sometimes. So let's take a look and see what's on later tonight. Oh, yes, we have Phil Grant with the Solid Gold Soul Countdown from 10 to midnight every week. And let's see what's happening tomorrow, Monday the 25th. In the wee hours, this week in amateur radio at 3 a.m., All Things Cage at 5 a.m., Background Briefing at 6, All Together Now, The News Hour at 7, Democracy Now! At 8, The WGXC Morning Show at 9. Let's see who that's. Tom Rowe hosting out of ACRA, then Afrosonic Taxi at 10 a.m., playing favorites at 11. This week it's going to be featuring music of Leonard Cohen, and then at noon, Deep Threes, bunch of music, 2 p.m., Modulisme, produced by Philippe Petit for his Modulisme platform, supporting modular synthesis. You can go to WGXC.org and check out the schedule to read more about all these programs. At 3 o'clock, Tracking the Odds with Peter Kowald, German contrabass player. And then at 4 o'clock, the afternoon show, hosted by Kieran Riley on Mondays. 6 p.m., All Together Now, the News Hour repeats. Law and Disorder at 7 p.m., Everything All the Time with Rob Van Erve at 8. And at 10 p.m. to midnight, Al C hosts Signal to Noise. So lots coming up tomorrow. Some good listening. If you like what WGXC does and you didn't get a chance to give at the last pledge drive, which just ended, you can go to WGXC.org/donate. You can also become a sustaining supporter, which is really how the station survives and thrives. People who give every month, whether it's a little or a lot, it is all welcomed and appreciated. And that's, again, at WGXC.org/donate. You can go to wavefarm.org and check out everything that is happening at Wave Farm, upcoming events. There's a show coming up on May 31st. There are tickets on sale now for Negative Land and Sue C. and Matmos and Rodney Allen Greenblatt, all at the Greenville Drive-In on Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. So you can get tickets on the Wave Farm website and read more about it. Yes, it's a good time for music and sound in the Hudson Valley. All right, enough of me blabby. It's got about 15 minutes left. Let's see what we got next.
Chuck, we're back.
Oh, yes, we are, my friend.
Yeah, so we're going to... I just thought at some point I have to lay down some track here on the Equinox.
Oh, I love that gym. I used to work out there all the time. It was great. There's one on the Upper West Side.
And that was 20 pounds ago, apparently. Is that right?
Oh, you're talking about my Corona baby now.
The Corona baby coming along. Oh, I, by the way, as you showed your belly, I saw your hoodie. You got like company issue Star Talk merch there.
Yo, this is so hot, man.
It's like it's very like design. It's like this. It's a space shuttle sort of, or some rocket in the middle blasting off. It's an interesting design.
It is a great design. I love it. It's one of my favorite hoodies. Everywhere I wear it, people say, yo, where can I get one? And I'm like, listen to the show and find out.
Find out.
What do I look like? I look like your personal shopper?
Your personal...
Listen to the show, and you will find out where you can get one of these.
Because I don't even have one yet. I guess I'd be wearing... Nobody send me one. But I guess we got you one. I guess the boss gets it last, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, man. It's like going down with... The captain's got to go down with the ship. The captain's got to get the merch last.
You got this whole philosophy figured out.
Hey, I just made it up and it worked, so hey.
Okay, so I think we're going to put a link down in the description.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out that and other merch. So let's get right to the Equinox.
The Equinox.
So the Equinox...
Wait, so
and again... I just got to go there.
What are the two? There's vernal?
Vernal equinox, which is a spring equinox, and autumnal.
And the autumnal, which is the
autumnal.
The fall. Okay.
The fall, yes. Autumn, right. Fall. And, of course, they reversed northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere. But they happen at the same instant all around the world. So the March equinox, depends on which year in the cycling of the leap year we are, can happen on March 20th, March 21st. Even March 22nd, and September. So it's a March equinox and a September equinox. And I just want to explain what that is, because I don't think everyone fully grasps it. So are you
all
ready
right.
for this?
I'm
okay.
ready.
So equinox is from the Latin for equal night. Okay?
Nice.
Equal night. All right. So it means the nighttime hours of night equals the daytime hours of daylight.
Oh, okay. Really?
So it's a 24-hour day. 12 and 12.
12 and 12.
There you have it.
That's a nice day.
It's a nice day.
That's kind of a nice day. You know what I mean? 12 hours. It's broken up perfectly even.
Right. And there's some history of this. It's faded, I think, thankfully, in recent years. There was a point where people said, oh, if everything is balanced, that means I can balance an egg on its ends. And you had all these photos. The press would go out and they'd see these egg balancing demonstrations all taking place on the equinox. And no one thought to give egg balancing demonstrations on every other day of the year, because you could just as easily do it. Your ability to balance eggs has nothing to do with whether there's equal day or equal night.
That's pretty
in
funny.
The universe. Yeah. So I think people have... There's been some improvement in science literacy over the years, so you don't see the press chasing these things down. There are other things to celebrate about the equinox. So here's the point I'm making. That comes about because every other day of the year, day does not equal night. Every other day of the year, they're out of balance. So what's happening at the equinox is that's the day after which you start getting more of one
or the other.
Than the other. That's right. Okay. Gotcha. So for us in the spring, we start getting more daylight than nighttime, whereas leading up to that day, we had more nighttime than day.
Right.
All right. Okay. So that's where we're coming out of winter there. All right. And but it's changing. It's changing slowly. This continues until June 21st. And then you have maximum daylight relative to darkness. And in New York City, the last I checked, we get about 16 hours of daylight on June 21st. And that's the solstice. We'll do another explainer on the solstice at another time. So 16 hours of daylight, 8 hours of darkness. We're doing pretty good right there. Yeah. If you like, you know, here comes the sun.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you like sleeping during daylight.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. All right. So here's an interesting fact. Well, I think it's interesting. If you go to the sunrise and sunset tables on the equinox and then do the arithmetic on it, there's more daylight than nighttime.
Okay, well, now we are screwing up our whole harmonious proposition here that we have supposedly equal night. Okay?
Right. All right, right. So, it turns out, no, it's no, not
we,
the case.
We do not.
And the reasons for that.
Equinox, you're such a liar.
It's just that, you know, most things that we think are simple truths are, you have to sort of arrive at them after a much more complex understanding of what's going on. But we like things being simple, and that can be dangerous at times because you can make decisions that affect your life or the life of others without understanding the nuances of what's happening.
Tell my wife about it.
All right. So,
How do you think I got married?
So here's the thing. It is 12 hours of day and night. If Earth had no atmosphere and we judged sunrise at the point of the middle of the sun coming over the horizon and the middle of the sun dipping below the horizon on the other side of the sky. But that's not how we, in practice, define sunrise and sunset. So here's how it goes. You ready?
Wait. Because I gotta get this in my head right.
No. I'll come at it another angle. Don't worry about it. Here you
okay.
go. Ready?
All right.
You watch the sunrise.
Right.
Okay. And you got the Lion King music. There it is. Okay.
Right.
All right. So there it is. Do you realize at the instant you see the sun above the horizon?
Okay.
Okay. It will not rise yet for another 5 minutes.
So
it is the refraction of Earth's atmosphere that takes the fully set sun and brings it up above your horizon for you to see.
Like a stick bent in the water.
Correct. Or straw. Does anyone still use straws? Yeah. Bent in your glass
in
of
your
soda.
Drink.
In your soft drink. So it bends the sunlight up and over the horizon. So when the entire sun is above the horizon, that's about when the actual sun is about to come over a horizon if there was no atmosphere there. So already, refraction threw in an extra 5 minutes of sunlight.
Gotcha.
Already.
Wow.
That happens. So you're confounding this precise definition we have of sunrise and sunset simply because we have this atmosphere. And when the sun is setting, it's set 5 minutes before you see the thing set. So there's a whole extra, like, 10 minutes. And depending on where you are in the world, because the time it takes the sun to cross the horizon is different, depending on your latitude. So it can vary.
Thank you.
Thank you.